Hi, I'm Ray Hager with the Reno Gazette Journal, and welcome to an all-new edition of Nevada Newsmakers. Today's guest is Andrew McKay. He's the chairman of the Nevada Transportation Authority. And on our pundit panel, we have Jesse Gutierrez, Eric Herzik, and John Galtney. That's coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers, Pro Group Management, Workers' Comp that works for you, and the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Your business deserves the absolute best in workers' compensation? You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
What has the massive Tahoe Reno Industrial Center contributed to Northern Nevada, and just in the past few years? Well, they're home to 130 industrial companies, manufacturing, distribution, clean energy, occupying over 12 million square feet of industrial space, and employing over 6,000 Nevadans. That's incredible. All in less than 5 years. And with over 100,000 acres to go, we're just getting started. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Adventure at TravelNevada.com.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome back to the program Andrew McKay. He is the chairman of the Nevada Transportation Authority. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Thanks for having me, Sam. Appreciate it.
Always a pleasure. So let's talk about Uber. First of all, for our audience who may not be familiar with this, because it's in other cities, but not necessarily in Las Vegas in particular, who is Uber?
Uber is a company that has developed what is a commonly referred to as an e-hail application.
An e-hail application.
Correct. On your smartphone, which my phone is not with me at the present time, it's just like any other app that you download either on the Apple Store or on Android. You hit the button and it locates your spot where you are, and it'll display folks that are available to provide the transportation to you.
And this would be a taxi service, a private taxi service.
That's in essence what they have in other jurisdictions. Some of them are a little different in New York, for instance. But in a nutshell, you can charter the ride. Individual shows up, and then you're able to get transportation. It's very much on demand. Instead of having to stand on a corner that you see in many locations where you have to hail a vehicle, you hail it via the application, and then it immediately locates you via GPS coordination.
And in some ways, it may be more efficient and less expensive than a regular taxi, but at times when, like New Year's Eve, for example, where there's a lot of demand, prices go right up, correct?
That's correct. And in fact, during Hurricane Sandy, when obviously, the Eastern Seaboard, for the most part, was almost on lockdown, particularly in New York City, prices went up 8, 10, 12-fold, as I understanding, and it's a pricing matrix that they refer to as surge pricing. Now, with respect to operators in Nevada, that is strictly prohibited. You're not able to increase your rates and surge price based on certain hours of the day because of the fact that it's not transparent enough for the consumers.
Okay, and obviously the taxi cab industry in Las Vegas, which is the market they want to operate in, is not excited for them to come into the marketplace, but they're doing things about this, correct?
I wouldn't say they're not necessarily opposed to Uber, any of these companies like Uber. They are doing something about it. The reason why I say I don't think that they're opposed to it is because at the present time, today, Uber, Lyft, Halo, Sidecar, any of these companies can come in and operate today. All that they have to do is arrange the rides through licensed certificated carriers.
What does that mean?
What that means is that any limousine company in the state of Nevada, any taxi cab company, any shuttle bus company has to obtain licensure from the state, and it's what's called the Certificate of Public Convenience and Necessity. And it is a stringent process, but from a consumer standpoint, they know that when they work with a certificated carrier, vehicles are inspected, the drivers are being drug tested, the vehicles are insured. You're not going to have somebody that's driving you that, God forbid, if there's an accident, that you're on your own.
Right.
And you have no coverage.
But is Uber going through that process at this point in time?
I believe Uber's having discussions with carriers in order to enter into a contractual relationship. Obviously, I'm not privy to it. It's as I understand. I know carriers have talked with Uber, but at the current moment today, Uber still hasn't decided to formally enter either the Las Vegas market or the Reno market.
Okay, are they actually operating in the market, though?
No, they are not.
They are not. Okay, so what has the taxi cab industry in Nevada done, or at least a portion of it, to allow this Uber to come in and be competitive with them?
Not so much the taxi cab industry, more the limousine industry. The taxi cab industry, and when I refer to the taxi cab industry, I'm speaking of Clark County specifically. They're going to be following the limousine industry in due course in a short period of time. What they have done there is a company in Las Vegas, a technology company called Integrity Vehicle Solutions, and they have developed an e-hail application. It's called Ride Genie. Same concept as Uber. You have the application. You log on to it, and if you want to ride either a sedan, a limousine, or an SUV, you can charter that SUV. It will tell you what the rate is to obtain the vehicle, how long it will take for that vehicle to respond to your location. Assuming that you execute a charter, it will send you a text message or an alert on the screen to let you know, that the vehicle is this color, this make, this license plate, so that you can identify it, and then the driver's name. That was presented to us as the full board of the Nevada Transportation Authority about 3 weeks ago, and we approved its use not only in Las Vegas, but within the state of Nevada as a whole.
Okay, so we're definitely going to see this coming into the marketplace, no doubt.
Oh, definitely. Absolutely.
All right, let's take a break. Lots more to talk about. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
From your house to the White House, the folks at D&D Roofing can get it fixed with their eyes closed.
The doctors at iCare Associates specialize in surgical and medical treatments to maximize your vision results. They can change the way you look at the world.
LipoFlow is an exciting new technology used in the treatment of chronic dry eye disease.
The procedure is quick, usually about 12 minutes, virtually painless, and performed in their surgical suite. Don't let dry eyes interfere with your life.
We perform a comprehensive evaluation to determine whether or not you will benefit from LipoFlow.
Your sight is critical. Call iCare Associates for an appointment.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
At TravelNevada.com.
Closed captioning of Nevada newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Andrew McKay. He's the chairman of the Nevada Transportation Authority. One of the things that I find fascinating that comes under your purview are the party buses that operate in Las Vegas, and especially on the Las Vegas Strip. First of all, for those who may be a little older than people using party buses, describe what they are, and then describe the issues that you have.
I think I qualify in the older segment because I've never actually ridden in a party bus just for full disclosure, but we regulate them.
You're saying that for your wife, I know.
Absolutely. There is not technically either a regulatory or statutory definition of what a party bus is, but what they are in a nutshell are... authorities in the process at the present time of trying to modify regulations to try to situate those vehicles to where they should appropriately be. What we see oftentimes is a vehicle has, it is a bus, and they remove all the seating and they have very small seats that seat 8 to 10 people. That's a limousine, okay. Plain and simple.
All right.
And they operate as buses, which there are issues with respect to tariff rates charged, so on and so forth.
Now, are there issues? Now, you have these giant limousines that I don't even know how they make it around corners. What are the issues that go along with those?
Those vehicles are referred to what livery limousines, and it's a vehicle that leaves General Motors, Ford, what have you, Chrysler, and then they go to a coach builder that in essence strips it down and cuts the frame. And these coach builders are certified by the factories. Those vehicles, there's oftentimes I think a misunderstanding by the general public that those vehicles are not safe. Far from it. When they modify those vehicles, there are stringent factory standards that they have to meet in order to do it. In essence, it's General Motors building the product. Those vehicles have to be inspected like any other vehicle that's operating in the state of Nevada on a daily basis, subject to comprehensive annual vehicle inspection every year. They have to be insured to the levels as required by law. Those are deemed limousines, and they're livery limousines. The party buses are deemed party buses, but as again, I would contend that a party bus operates tantamount to a livery limousine. The only difference is perhaps how high the ceiling is in the vehicle.
All right. There was we got to chat before the program, and one of the things you alerted me to, which I was not aware of, and we've got a couple of minutes left here, which is house movers. Tell us about the issues you have with people who move houses.
Yeah, what we also regulate, including the limousine, taxi industries, tow industries, or the household good moving industries. And I appreciate the question because I think this is some good education for the public. If somebody moves your household goods, they show up with a truck, they load them, they drive those vehicles, they have to be licensed by the state of Nevada. And I think it's vitally important that they are. And for the public to look for that. You can see it in any advertisement. It'll notate a CPCN, Certificate of Public Convenience and Necessity. We see every day illegal movers. We get complaints of moving somebody, and what happens, an unlicensed mover will show up, load your belongings. Oftentimes, they'll just leave, and you don't see your goods anymore. Or in the alternative, which is...
that frequent?
That happens. I shouldn't say it's as frequent as it used to be because the legislature, well before my time, gave the authority the ability to impound vehicles operated by unlawful carriers. Long and short of it, though, Sam, and we see this on a regular basis, is somebody will hire an illegal mover, unlicensed mover. They agree upon a price. Let's say it's $1,000. They get all their goods loaded. And then that price goes from $1,000 to $3,000 or $4,000, and they hold their goods hostage. With a legal certificated mover, you can get a bid up front. It's a binding quote. Obviously, if parameters of the move change, obviously, then it adjusts accordingly. But it's transparent. You know that those individuals that are moving those goods have been drug tested, that they're not wanted felons. It's scary. When you know somebody that isn't licensed and there's a individual who's out on wants and warrants, he knows all your worldly possessions, he knows the layout of your house. That's why I appreciate the question, because I cannot emphasize enough, if you are going to move, hire a certificated mover.
And that's where we have to leave it, my friend. Thank you. I would never have even thought about that, but great advice. Thanks for being here.
I appreciate it.
We'll see you soon on the Pundit Panel.
Thanks, sir.
All right, we'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
The Pizza Baron is celebrating over 40 years in business, and as a way to thank you, Reno and Sparks, the Pizza Baron is offering 30 wings and a large pizza for just $21.95.
We deliver for 40 years.
Piping hot all over town.
One family, one owner, serving Northern Nevada since 1964. As your couture, dry cleaner, and alteration specialist, and the only cleaner of fine French linen. From Deluxe Laundry, our signature brand, to our expert drapery, blind, and window treatment cleaning service. From handbag cleaning in a clutch, to a nationalized partner in textile restoration, Bobby Pages. 50 years of innovation. We're not just a dry cleaner, we're your neighborhood textile group. Visit us at bobbypages.com.
Takes.
When you want to be cool, trust family-owned. For over 35 years, Cavalero Heating and Air Conditioning. Call today.
The Pizza Baron is celebrating over 40 years in business. And as a way to thank you, Reno and Sparks, the Pizza Baron is offering 30 wings and a large pizza for just $21.95.
We deliver for 40 years.
Piping hot all over town.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Hi, I'm Ray Hager with the Reno Gazette Journal, and welcome to the pundit panel today. Our all-star guests include Jesse Gutierrez, past director of Nevada Hispanic Services, John Galtney, president emeritus of Truckee Meadows Community College, and last but not least, Eric Herzig, the chair of the Political Science Department at the University of Nevada. Welcome to you all, gentlemen. Well, you know, it's weather's cooling down a bit. It's kind of getting fall is in the air, so it's becoming debate season, and I wanted to talk about that. So far, one major debate has been scheduled. It's between Lieutenant Governor candidates Mark Hutchison, the Republican, and Lucy Flores, the Democrat, and it kind of is a home field advantage for Lucy Flores because it's going to be held at Dona Maria's Tamales restaurant in Las Vegas. Eric, you start off. What do you think about do you think this is for Hutchison like going into the lion's den?
Well, it's a challenge for Hutchison. I would agree with you. It is more home field, so to speak, for Lucy Flores. I think that it might be a wise move by Flores because then Hutchison will, in a sense, well, then we're going to have more debate, which is what Flores is going to want and Hutchison's not going to want. And so maybe there was some strategy there. It also perhaps is Hutchison showing some confidence. That part I don't know, but I think it's a good thing that you're incorporating a different kind of forum for the debate settings.
Okay, John, you know, about debates covering politics, I think that, you know, you can usually tell who the underdog is because they want to have more debates right than the other. How do you view this?
Well, I think there's some pros and cons of debates, especially for the candidates. I look back on the John Kennedy-Nixon debate of 100 years ago and think about that with a certain amount of affection because if Nixon had shaved at the time, it might have been a little bit different. But often it's small issues that decide the outcome of those things rather than the major questions are the things that the public probably ought to concentrate on. You rush to put so much into a debate as a candidate, but bottom line, for those who are not so well known, it's a chance to be seen in the public.
Jesse, how many debates are too many or not enough?
Well, before I answer that, I have a thought
regarding
Hutchison going into what you call the lion's den. You know, it shows moxie, and I think more of that should happen between if the Republicans are to get or to want to get the respect of the Hispanic community. Something like that, I think, will be able to show who they are, what their principles are, whatever, and they can have that time to deal with that. Republicans have done a very bad job in reaching out to the Hispanic community. I think this instance of Hutchison going into a more primarily Hispanic area to do his debate with a Hispanic shows to me that there is something now that needs to be done more consistently by the Republican Party. There were invites for the National Council of La Raza to bring in presidential candidates at the time. They never showed up. Why? And because they are already assuming that Hispanics are going to vote naturally for the Democratic Party. And that's a mistake that continues to be done. This, I think, may be the beginning of something good for the Republican Party to start showing a little moxie and going and talking about, you know, the issues within the Hispanic Party.
Now, I want to point out that you're a registered Republican. Is that correct?
Yes.
So it's not that the Democrats have all the Latino vote wrapped up.
No.
But Eric, getting
the majority, but
you know, I've always heard that, you know, the Latino vote in Nevada is, quote unquote, the sleeping giant. And I don't know if it's fully awake, but over the years, I see the Latino vote getting more and more powerful. And what are your thoughts on that?
It's growing, but it's still, you often hear that phrase, the sleeping giant. Latino vote lags most other groups, but and in Nevada, you have low vote turnout to begin with, and Latinos lag many other groups. It's not, but it may not be because of the Latino label. You also have age and other demographic factors that lead to, you know, voter turnout. The Latino vote is growing, and as it grows and as it becomes more comfortable, as you have more elected Latinos and Latino leaders, then you're going to see that sleeping giant maybe not just jump right out of bed, but it's going to become, you know, more active, and it can be a determinant, particularly if as Jesse points out, if the Republicans just blow it off and don't even court that, they're going to lose that vote on average, say 60-40. Mm-hmm. But if they lose at 80-20, which they have in the last couple of elections, then that Latino vote is very determinative in an election. So the Republicans at least have to show up and make good effort, as Jesse points out.
There seems to be a correlation between the family value structure and so on of Latino communities that I think the Republicans are not setting down and working with. I think there's a lot in common between the Republicans and Latino community.
You know, Jesse, about Republicans and Latinos, I remember when George Bush ran against John Kerry for president, mm-hmm. you know, almost a decade ago. He carried the Latino vote, especially in Texas, and it really helped him push over the edge.
It can be done. It can be done. You just got to do the right outreach and say the right things. But a lot of the Republicans don't have, like I said, the moxie to start doing mm-hmm. that. And that's why I think this debate within that situation that you talked about is a good one, a good start.
Okay, well, we got to cut it off right there. We'll be right back to wrap up this session of Nevada Newsmakers right after these few messages.
In support of local cancer patients, Carson Tahoe Health announces Hope Fest 2014, August 22nd, featuring a free benefit concert by Ancy McLean and the Trailer Park Troubadours.
If you're struggling to avoid bankruptcy or foreclosure or a short sale or are considering any of the above, why avoid help? Just call the Darby Law Practice at 322-1237 and get help. Learn your rights, your responsibilities, and all your options, some of which may be less painful than what you're considering.
Let us help you manage your debt situation
and take control of your life again.
A helping hand is just a phone call away. Just call the Darby Law Practice at 322-1237 today.
It's like AT&T knew what we wanted.
Just the other day, we were saying we wanted a TV experience that fit into our life.
And our budget.
And then we see this U-verse TV deal.
Call to get U-verse TV for just $19 a month with qualifying bundles. Keep the same great price for 2 years guaranteed. Plus, get a total home DVR included for life.
Great deal, huh? And get this, I've always wanted to put a TV in here, but there's no TV outlet. Now we can. By adding the wireless receiver from AT&T, we can move the TV where we want.
And with the Total Home DVR, we can record 4 shows at once and play them back in any room. We never miss a show now.
Call to get U-verse TV for just $19 a month with qualifying bundles. Keep the same great price for 2 years guaranteed. And ask about next day installation.
This AT&T deal was made for us.
Look, they even knew I wanted to record this show.
That was me, hon.
That was her.
When you're seriously injured, it's all about the money.
Money you need after an accident. Money the insurance company doesn't want to give you.
Laub & Laub has the know-how and attitude to fight for the money you deserve.
Call Laub & Laub.
Watch Joe Hart and Shelby Sheehan weeknights on News 4 at 4, 5, and 6.
Hey, thanks for watching today. On our next broadcast, we'll have John Settlemyer. He's the editor and publisher of the Northern Nevada Business Weekly. You don't want to miss it.